Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Developing replacement heifers requires attention to nutrition, environmental management, and health status. It's about keeping females strong and healthy so they can grow, breed, and produce a healthy, productive calf year after year. SDSU Extension veterinarian Russ Daly explains these health protocols begin when heifers are still calves themselves, priming their immune system to resist infections such as bovine respiratory disease.
That doesn't seem like it has much to do with reproduction, but we know that animals that have been through respiratory problems are less likely to stay in the herd for longer periods of time. They're more likely to leave the herd after the first calving season.
Managing heifer health in calfhood also includes monitoring calves for pink eye and foot rot, as swift treatment of infection is key to long-term productivity. Once heifers are selected as replacements, Daly advises guarding against reproductive diseases like IBR and BVD, which can cause infertility and pregnancy loss.
But then there's also some other things we need to add to the program. So leptospirosis, that's going to be an infection that can directly result in reproductive losses. And those are vaccines that we can give to animals around that breeding selection time.
The reproductive vaccination program during replacement heifer development continues through first gestation and beyond. Join us again tomorrow for continuing details on transitioning replacement heifers to the breeding herd. Visit the beef page at extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.